This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
Welcome to the Optimize We podcast, where we share biohacking truths without the BS. I am joined by a very dear friend of mine, one of my first friends in biohacking, the amazing founder of Wasabi Method, who is also a world-renowned chiropractor and works with bioenergetics like you've never seen before, my dear friend, Adam Gavin. How are you today, Adam?
I'm very well, Lindsay. Thank you for having me on and all those kind words about me. Sometimes I forget all the things I've done.
Well, you've done.
I'm like, oh yeah, I've done that.
You've done so much more than that, though. So why don't you brag about yourself for a couple of seconds?
Well, I've been a sports chiropractor for 17 years now. I live in Sydney, Australia. I'm originally Canadian, but I studied here and I fell in love with the country and I stuck around. I'm one of those like lifelong learners. So I just keep learning new things. And what happened with me is basically I learned more and more about like biohacking. I'm like, oh, this is cool stuff. And, you know, it helps people and I like how it helps and it's non-invasive and all these things. Like I did find out, you know, as with everything, it's not all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. There are some really good people like yourself out there, and I'm really excited about the future for biohacking and what we can do and how we can kind of essentially, it sounds corny, but change the world.
Well, it does sound pretty corny, but you're also doing a terrible job of promoting yourself because you've written books.
Yes.
You are the leading voice in shockwave technology.
So I worked for one of the top shockwave therapy companies in the world for about 14 years. I was their lead instructor, so they would fly me around the world. I've been to China, I've been to Korea, I've been to Indonesia, I've been to Thailand, I've been to Malaysia, and I've taught throughout Australia to a room full of doctors. I remember one particular conference I did in Korea, and it was a packed house. There's like 500 people there, and they're all like neurosurgeons, orthopedic surgeons, ENTs. They're all specialists. And they're hanging off like my every word and everyone's like coming around me and watching me. And I said to one of them on the break, I'm like, this would never happen in Australia. I'm like a voodoo witch doctor there, you know, because I'm a chiropractor. And he looked at me and he goes, we value you because you have wisdom we don't possess. I always qualify the word wisdom because it has two components. One is knowledge. And the second is experience.
Yeah.
So I tell people, like, you could read every cookbook in the world and you would have knowledge. But if you've never spent time in a kitchen, you have no experience. So you have no wisdom. You're not going to be the best cook in the world. It's the same thing with what I do is loads of people have knowledge, but a lot of people don't have the experience. And I luckily have both because I've been doing this for over 15 years and I read all the literature and I keep up and I go to seminars and I hang around a lot of the people that are leaders in this area. So I eventually branched out on my own, started my own company, Wasabi Method. And we don't qualify it as shockwave. It's a semantics thing because shockwave, it has to reach a certain threshold of pressure, which is 100 millipascals of pressure. Our device doesn't quite reach that. It gets to about 10, but it doesn't matter because it's still in that therapeutic window.
Mm.
Well, it's like you saying boiling water at 105 degrees Celsius is way better than boiling water at 100 degrees Celsius. I'm like, it's still boiled water.
Right.
It's the same outcome. Okay. It's the same.
Doesn't matter about that there. Yeah, like
exactly.
You drove in a car to go from point A to point B. You know, it doesn't matter what car, if you took a horse or your bicycle or whatever, it doesn't actually matter.
It's the end result that you're talking about that matters.
Now, shockwave technology, when I first heard about it, I didn't hear about it from you. I heard about it from another chiropractor that I was working with, and his device was like the super powerful one that they always promote and stuff. It's super expensive. Also,
Ferraris. Yeah.
It's the Lamborghini, the Ferrari, whatever.
Yes.
It hurt like a, I'm not even going to say the word, but you guys all know the word.
Yeah. It hurt. Starts with mother.
Yes. Yes. And ends with Sudger. But yes, it freaking hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know the intention, right? So like we're talking about boiling water, like getting to that end result. The end result is to stimulate healing. Mm-hmm. Ideally, in a professional athlete, in someone who is injured, in, you know, anyone who has tight muscles or suffers from neuropathy, right? All of these things. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Well, there's so many things. Yeah. The basics of it, the physiology of it, is it stimulates. It's their acoustic sound waves. So think of it, if I stood you in front of a big Chinese gong and I hit that really hard, you would feel those sound waves hit your body. Mm-hmm. Okay, when we apply them to certain parts of the body, they stimulate that local area, not only locally but systemically to cause these physiological changes. So if you have tennis elbow and I treat your elbow, it's not just having effects on that area.
Right.
It has systemic effects, because that's kind of like when you lift weights, right? If I do bicep curls, I don't just get testosterone and growth hormone in my biceps, right?
Right.
My whole body releases testosterone and growth hormone from that. Okay. So it's a similar process. The cool thing is it can help with things like osteoporosis, osteopenia, because it upregulates what are called osteoblasts. They're the bone cells, living bone cells that create new bone.
Right.
And also it downregulates osteoclasts. And osteoclasts are the opposite. They're the bone cells. They're like little Pac-Man. They eat up the old worn down bone,
right?
Which you want. You need both, because you got to replace the old stuff with the new stuff. Now, with osteoporosis or osteopenia, the level at which the bone is being broken down exceeds the level at which it's being laid down. So the osteoclastic activity is exceeding the osteoblastic. Normally, it's level, which is good. That's what you want. You don't want a net increase of bone, and you want a net decrease of bone. But with our device, if you put it on a bone or a joint, it will upregulate the osteoblasts and downregulate the osteoclasts, not only in that localized area, but systemically.
That's really cool.
Which is really cool. And it's all non-invasive. It's all non-invasive. So,
and it doesn't hurt like a MFR, like the others do. It feels good. And especially knowing now that there is something that you did not tell me. Shame on you, Adam. You didn't talk about this other thing that you guys have been working on around erectile dysfunction and vaginal rejuvenation, and it's actually a device for that as well, which is a taboo thing to talk about, mm-hmm. but it's such a vitally important part of biohacking and longevity and vitality. It's important that it doesn't hurt like a
metaphor
when you go on that area.
That's a big one. Even if it works, if it's excruciatingly painful, people aren't going to do it, right?
No, not in that area. No, thank you. Yeah, I've already had three kids.
You've been there, done that.
I'm tapping out that area. So tell me a little bit more about like how that works in that area.
In terms of vaginal or penile rejuvenation, it's the main effect is what we call angiogenesis. So if we go back to the physiology, I know I'm giving a bit of physiology lessons here, but angiogenesis then is the new formation of blood vessels. So your capillaries and veins, and it actually helps with lymphatics as well. So if you have lymphatic problems, like people with lymphedema or lymphangitis, things like that, you can actually help with that because it helps you grow new lymph glands, which is ultimately addressing the cause and not just treating the symptoms. So a lot of medical interventions for these conditions, they're symptom management. So for like lymph problems, like lymphedema, they'll just put you in like compression boots.
Right.
But guess what? You got to do it every single day because your system is kind of broken. It's not functioning properly. So what we do is we go, okay, body, we're just going to grow some new ones to replace the ones that are dysfunctional so your body can do what it is meant to do and, you know, solve the problem. Right. Now I got to caveat that, you know, people with these conditions, it's not a cure. It will help. Mm. All right. So I don't want people running out and being like, oh, I heard Dr. Adam Gavin say that it fixes lymphedema. I did not say that. I said it can help with right. the condition, and it will help restore lymph nodes and lymph glands. And that's been clinically proven. So you can look that up on PubMed, and you'll find studies that validate that. But getting back to the vaginal and penile rejuvenation, it's the angiogenesis. So when we put the sound waves on the tissues, you have to do it right on your bits.
Gotcha.
Okay. Because men are always like, do you put it right on it? And I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
It's like, if you put it on your leg, it's not going to really do a whole lot for your penis.
Right.
All right. So you do put it on the penis, and it's not uber painful, but it's not comfortable. It's not like you wouldn't request this. You wouldn't be like, oh, we'll do this for a good time, unless you're some kind of masochist.
Never know.
What it does is it stimulates the body to release nitric oxide. So it releases NOS and ENOS, which are endothelial nitric oxide and neurological nitric oxide.
This is the N1, the N.
Yeah.
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 And one
of so so these are the main things that will help with the angiogenesis and help with the restoration of blood flow. So when you restore blood flow, especially if men have vascular erectile dysfunction, mm-hmm. which is a subgroup of erectile dysfunction, it pretty much fixes it permanently.
Wow.
Because the problem is they're not getting enough
blood flow.
And then we're telling the penis to grow new blood vessels. We're laying down new pipes, like if you're a plumber. They don't have to take the blue pill anymore because stuff just works now.
So the blue pill essentially is basically doing the same job. It's creating blood flow to the area, but it's
temporary.
Not
it's transient. It's right. transient.
Will right. last over 4 hours, in which case you got to call.
Yeah, well, it's still transient, like it's versus mine, which is permanent, you know. So
right.
once we lay down new blood vessels, that's not going anywhere.
Right.
Your body won't get rid of those blood vessels the day later.
Okay, that's great. So this is the little blue pill killer, which is great.
Essentially, in a way, it's for that specific subgroup of vascular. Now, neurological ED, erectile dysfunction, is much harder to treat because it's the nerves from the brain to the penis telling it to get aroused. Is the signal's not getting there.
Right.
So that one's harder to treat with radio shockwave therapy, but it can still help because we actually have evidence that this device helps with neurogenesis, which is the new formation of nerve endings.
Yeah, I mean, if you're laying new pipes for blood flow, why can't you stimulate regrowth or better communication in neuropathways, right?
Yes, yeah. So it's one of the only therapies out there that has been clinically proven to increase neurogenesis. So if someone has like type 2 diabetes and they have neurological problems in their foot, so they can't feel their foot, and that's what happens, why a lot of people with diabetes get like gangrene and stuff, because they can't feel anything. They get neuropathy, they can't feel anything, and then they'll step on sharp things, and then it gets infected, and then they end up losing their foot or whatever. So we can actually help restore some of those nerve endings so they can start to sense things again, and then you avoid all those problems related to that. So that's quite fascinating. But you can help. We've shown, with going back to men again, men that have radical prostatectomy, that the nerve sparing one. So there's two main types. There's a nerve sparing one. There's a non-nerve sparing, a surgery. Now, obviously, when you do the non-nerve sparing, like the nerves are gone. So we can't regrow everything. But with the non-nerve sparing version, we can help that system reconnect, which is really fascinating. And I'm speaking with some expert urologists that want to, you know, do some studies to further prove this.
Yeah, even further. I mean, there's obviously a lot of baseline information and research that's proving that shockwave therapy is beneficial in so many different ways, from cellular level, muscular level, now at like a neuropathic vascular level. But, you know, so you talked about the guys, but I'm a lady. So what is my bits? Sorry. Come on,
yes.
Adam, pull them out. All the ladies listening to this are like,
yes, they're like, yeah.
Boring. You've heard about guys' penises too much.
yes. Essentially, it does the same thing. So it increases the blood flow to the area. Cool thing is it'll help with conditions. One's called anorgasmia, and that's women that can't actually orgasm. If we treat, say, the clitoris, if we increase the blood flow to the clitoris, it works better, right? Okay. Not only that, but if we're increasing the neurogenesis, we're actually increasing the sensitivity. So for some women, that's the problem, is they don't feel it.
Right.
They don't get aroused because I can't feel shit. Right. So if we restore that, then it works the way it's supposed to, and they can get to O-Town and actually have an orgasm.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
and so that's huge. That's huge for some women. There are women that have never actually orgasmed in their entire lives. So if you can give that gift to a woman, that's pretty profound, in my opinion. I don't know, you're a woman, you tell me.
No, it's very, very profound. I was reading about the biohacking benefits. Someone wrote an article about the biohacking benefits of orgasms for women specifically. I guess men.
Huge.
Men, it's different.
Yes.
Yeah. So men, actually, you lose energy and maybe lose testosterone.
Yes.
When you orgasm. And for women, we actually gain energy.
Yes.
Tell me the science behind the orgasm, O-Town for women.
The one expert gynecologist, her recommendation was that women should orgasm at least twice a week.
Okay.
For optimal health, just the health benefits.
And that was, what are the health benefits?
One is, keeps the system working properly,
right?
If it's like use it or lose it kind of thing,
right?
So you're helping that system maintain its function, but also things with just like lubrication and just overall vaginal health, the whole microbiome thing. When you orgasm, it causes all these wonderful physiological effects that are super beneficial for women.
With relaxation, I know stress and anxiety.
Stress, yeah, all these things.
Sleep better. So, but the vaginal biome is something that's really interesting because it's just starting to be kind of studied right now. And there's huge connections being made in scientific research between the vaginal biome, the gut microbiome, and when we have children, we give that to our children. Like we are literally giving birth to a carbon copy replica of our gut microbiome. And if we give birth to other little girls, we are also giving them our vaginal microbiome, which is
correct,
mind-blowing to me. It's like, not only are we giving them, you know, generational trauma, but we're also giving them our microbiome.
Yes. Yes. If it's messed up, it's a problem.
Right.
It's a problem. And that's why, you know, C-sections have not been ideal, because the babies aren't getting these natural antibiotics and microbiome that they should get if they are coming through the birth canal.
Right. Yeah, they're basically getting ripped out of the stomach, exposed to all sorts of bacteria that they're not necessarily ready for. And then a lot of mothers are just not, they're not breastfeeding anymore, which is a whole other.
Yeah, that's like a double whammy. So now not only don't they have the beneficial microbiome from the mother, they're also not getting the breast milk. And babies don't make immunoglobulins for the first six months of life. Like, a lot of people don't know that. It's like your baby has almost no immunity for those first six months. They get it from the mother.
Right.
And so they so I get some patients that are like, oh, I'm not going to breastfeed. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but just be informed. That's what I try to help people with is I go, if you make an informed decision, that's cool. But it's when people make decisions when they don't have all the information, and then they hear later, oh, you know, my kid, I didn't breastfeed my kid, and now my kid has all these recurrent infections and problems. I'm sure you've heard this story many times.
Yes, I've lived this story many times, you know, thinking out how many times I went into my reserves of breast milk, and I'm like, okay, we've got a rash, we've got a diaper rash, so instead of using all of those toxic creams and everything, guess what I'm going to use? Breast milk. And guess it go away faster than anything else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mother Nature's been at it for a little while. I think we're very naive to think that we can do something better than Mother Nature when she's been at it for billions of years.
Exactly. You're actually helping Mother Nature, and you're harnessing some of the power and energy of the earth. And so it kind of comes full circle into this conversation. Now, I know a lot of people who are listening are probably like, okay, you guys have talked about erectile dysfunction, vaginal health, microbiome. You've talked about restoring cells to the muscles, restoring bone strength and health. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like, seems like a magic wand. Right.
Yeah, it's people don't believe me when I tell them this. And then I just, because it's been around for 35 years. The original version of shockwave was used to break up kidney stones, and it was done in Munich, Germany in 1980. So that's 45 years ago. This is not new technology.
Right.
And we have clinical data for all of this. So when people like call bullshit on what I'm doing, I just go, here's a study. And they shut up pretty quick. Like, yeah, so that's what I do. And I'm happy to give you guys some studies with the show notes.
Well, that's what this whole podcast is all about. I don't trust anybody who I have on the show, Adam. Come on. No,
you shouldn't.
That's the way to be.
That is my role, right? I'm a hole poker, as I call them. You got to find the holes and poke them out. Find the BS and bring it to the surface.
Yeah. What do they say? Guilty till proven innocent.
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, my kids have to live by the same rules.
They probably don't like that.
So thinking about Wasabi Method as a great entry into this whole world of shockwave radiotherapy, so how can we use this on ourselves? Is it kind of like a Theragun? Or is it something that we need to have like a license or a certification in order to use?
All right. So I'll answer that question in two parts. So first one is, yes, you can use it on yourself, even if you're not a practitioner.
Okay.
The caveat there is you can only use it on yourself.
Okay. you can't
treat friends
over and say, guys, whip out your thing.
Yeah. That would be kind of weird, but I recommend against that. If they have any problems or complications, you're liable. They could sue you for everything, right? So most people don't want that. So I just tell people, if you want to buy the device and use it on yourself, you're allowed to. It's an FDA class 1 device.
Okay.
So it's all legal. It's not like some kind of loophole. The other thing that we do is, I've created all these education modules. So it's not like I just sell you a device and go, hey, good luck. Have a go. I won't even actually send you the device until you've passed our safety test. If we have education, safety, and procedures, And you have to pass the test. You have to get 100% on the test before I even send you the device.
Adam, who is your most annoying friend during your writing of the modules?
Oh, you were giving me all kinds of crap because I kept telling you I was working on it. I'm like, all right, so you're like, are they done yet? Are they done? You're holding me accountable. You're holding me accountable.
But, it's like that done faster though, because I was annoying the heck.
Yeah, it helped. It helped.
So these modules go through like part by part of the body. They're not just here's the whole left side of you. It tells you like every muscle in your shoulder, right?
Correct. It's very comprehensive. It's taken me over 2 years to work on. And when I show other experts in the shockwave field what I've done, they're all blown away. They're like, holy crap, how long did this take you to do? And I'm like, 2 years.
Yeah.
The beauty of the education is I give you everything. I sell you the secret sauce. Everything's in there, right? And nobody else is doing this, by the way. They might give you a little bit of education, but like if I go through, say, your muscle, like your deltoid, there's about 4 pages just on the deltoid. Wow. And then we show you videos of how to treat it and work on it. So we have upper body, we have lower body, we have men's sexual health, we have women's sexual health, and then we have advanced techniques. And the advanced techniques is more for kind of like practitioners or people that have a specific problem. So that would be like your lymphedema people, burn victims. You can actually help with burn scars, helps it heal like crazy.
Wow.
Surgical scarring. I used to work for an orthopedic surgeon, and I just had a patient. She had a hip replacement, and then when she walked on it, it fractured, and she had to get a revision and put all these plates and screws and everything in there. And she had basically a scar that started, can you see? Starts from here up to here.
So like the top of your hip bone to your knee.
Yeah, pretty much all the way. Yeah, all the way from the greater trochanter down to the condyle of the femur. And she was like, oh, my bikini modeling days are done and all this. And I said to her, I said, look, if you come every week, I can get that so it's almost not noticeable. Wow. And she's been doing that for the past four or five months. And her scar is so much better.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. I told her to tell the surgeon that I used, because it was the surgeon I used to work for that did her surgery. And I said, go show him, make sure he looks at the scar, because usually they don't give a shit.
No.
And they're just looking at the image, like the x-ray, and going, oh, it looks good and stuff. And they don't even really look at it. And I said, make sure he looks at the scar. And when he did, he was like, oh, wow. Like, it was like way better. So yeah, surgical scars, burn victims, lymphedema, cellulite, works on cellulite. Women like to look at what it does there. It does a couple things. It helps the blood flow to the skin, for one.
Right.
And it actually creates lipolysis, which is the breakdown of fat.
Right.
It also causes a
condition. It's actually a genetic condition that causes cellulite. So you can be a scaly still have the
dimpling.
The chunky monkeys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It also causes a release of collagen, and it causes a release of endogenous stem cells.
Mm.
So a lot of people don't realize this. Like it's doing all these one. There's about 19 physiological effects of what the device does.
So muscle recovery is one thing that is kind of like the baseline. So there's been a couple of celebrities that have used this device and professional athletes and stuff, and what's been their experience? Because I know it's not necessarily about how much you're doing, like exercise wise. It's more about how you're recovering and setting up your baseline for success for the future, right?
Yeah. Recovery is everything nowadays. They basically said you can't out train anyone anymore because everyone's training to the max.
Yeah.
However, you can out recover,
right?
People, because. And I'm still astounded with some of these athletes. I know the person that used to be the head trainer for the LA Clippers basketball team. I was like, oh, are they using, you know, Shockwave? And are they? And she's like, no. And she's like, a lot of them don't stick around after training to do the rehab and recoveries. I'm just like, what?
Why? Yeah.
I'm just like, if I ran this team, if I was, you know, like high up or the owner or whatever, it would be military-esque.
It would be mandated.
It would be like, I tell you when you eat, when you sleep, when you take a dump.
Like they're dogs.
Like, yeah, well, pretty much. But that's what they do in the military. And it works. Yeah. It works. So, you know, to a degree, you have to give some people some playroom. Like, but you'd just be like, some things would be non-negotiable. It'd be like, when because we can measure everything with these wearables nowadays.
Right.
Well, I can see how recovered you are. So if you come to practice the next day and you're not fully recovered, well, you're not going to get as much out of that training session.
Correct.
And if you're only functioning at 70% and I didn't get you back to like, say, 90%.
Right.
Now that training session, one, you can't go as hard, so you're not going to get as much out of it. But also, it's just physiology. Like, you're running yourself down, and you can actually end up with overtraining.
Well, yeah, you could hurt yourself. I mean, I see that with my kids. They go to a trainer every Thursday, mm-hmm. and they have to, during ski season, if they haven't recovered between the race and the reason that we made their training on Thursdays, typically their races are on Sundays.
Yep.
So they have to have a solid three and a half days to recover. But if during those 3.5 days, they are not sleeping well, they have birthday parties and they're eating crap, or they're, you know, going on field trips with their school or whatever it is, then I will cancel the training session because they have not had the chance to recover fully. Now, kids recover much faster than we do.
Yes. Yes.
Us old people recover.
Yes.
And so and athletes recover a little bit faster too, but they're
yes.
constantly badgering their bodies. You know, look at Dan, right? He's got a very active role in the fire department. He's in a firehouse that's constantly busy. You know, they go on yep. 500 runs in like a month or a quarter, whereas a lot of other firemen around the country, like they might go on 500 runs in like a year. So he's constantly out and wearing heavy things and picking and beating up his body. He needs to have time to recover. And when he goes back to the firehouse and he's doing a 24, like he's not sleeping. The alarm just keeps going off. So
yep.
that's why they give these guys 3 days off, 2 days on, or like 1 day on and then 3 days off and then another day on, because you need time to recover. You can't continuously like beat yourself up. But Wasabi Method can actually help you recover faster.
Yeah, 100%.
Speed up your recovery.
100%. So one of the things it can help with is what's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. You know, when you work out and then you can't walk like the next day.
It's not even the next day. It's usually like
it's 48 hours it actually peaks.
Yeah.
It can actually, we've got studies that show that it can decrease the length and the intensity of DOMS, which is, again, we're talking about recovery. So if you're an elite athlete, that's huge. So if you're not really sore from a training session, you can train again sooner.
Right.
Rather than I got to wait 2 days for that to go away. So like this, I'm almost blown away by the fact that most of these teams don't have, like in my opinion, every single professional team should have one of these devices. And if they don't, they're doing their players a disservice.
If
we have
like a high powered Theragun. I mean, if you saw the device, obviously I know there's like different heads and different.
Yeah, it looks like that
stuff, right? But it looks like a Theragun kind of. It kind of feels similar with like a little bit more of an electric energy to it, which is, I think it's cool because
a lot of people when I put it on, they think it's like electric, like it's putting an actual shock of electricity in them, but it's not. It's more like a jackhammer. It's just kind of hitting the area and it's creating those sound waves.
Right.
Now with the sound waves, you actually need a contact gel, like a ultrasound gel, to because otherwise it won't go through the skin and it won't get absorbed.
Right.
So it's really important had a guy lent a device to, and we told him multiple times to use gel. And when I went, he was just like, "Oh, I've just been using massage oil." And I'm like, I was like, "Oh my God."
You know, my friend saw my face when he told me that. And she was like, "I thought your head was going to blow up." Because, like, I lent him the device, and, like, he could have ruined the device on me because it, you know, it's not meant to have all this oil and stuff go into the components.
Right.
You know, and I was like, oh, man. Like, yeah, I wasn't happy about that.
Well, you're a little too nice, and you give a lot of stuff away. And I think one of the things that us as biohackers do is that because we have been able to either heal ourselves or heal lots of other people, we just, like, it's a little bit of ego, right? It's a little bit like, I get a lot from helping other people.
I do too. Tremendous self gratification when you help others. Like, I do it every day with being a chiropractor. Like, I have people that can hardly walk when they come into my office, and then they walk with a big smile on their face, walk out the door. You know, it's like, how do you put a price on that?
You can't, but you should.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people do, and they, unfortunately, they take advantage of people. You know, people like you are always telling me, if you need to put up your price.
I know.
Because I forget that not everyone's doing what I'm doing. When I go to conferences, people always ask me to stay in the United States so I can treat them. Because they're blown away by what I can achieve with my skill set. But
your poor kids, what? We keep trying to abduct their father. Sorry, guys. Daddy will be back never, because think he's too good.
I can't clone myself, and I can't be everywhere and treat everyone. So I've done the next best thing is I made a program that can teach people to be like me, like mini versions of me. So if I create an army of radio shockwave therapy professionals that know what they're doing, know what settings to put it on, know how to use it, and are effective and safe, then everybody wins. And again, we're saving them on costs. It's way cheaper to restore function or fix the problem rather than manage the problem with, you know, anti-inflammatories and all these other things that are used, that are commonly used. It stops that cycle of the sick care system that we have worldwide, where it's, you know, pills, needles, and scalpels are the only solution for everything. And that's just ridiculous. Imagine if you're renovating your house and the builder showed up with three tools in their toolbox, right? You'd be like, good luck, mate. You know, like,
yeah, I would
say it's probably not going to go well.
No, it wouldn't go well. But I have to share. So one of the reasons why I'm constantly badgering you to increase your prices is because of the fact that I work with a lot of amazing inventors, doctors, scientists, healers who are not marketers. And I spent nearly my whole life working in sales and marketing.
Yeah.
And as a marketer, the one thing I will tell you is, it's a value exchange, right? Mm-hmm. So I pay a lot more for certain supplements because I know the quality is high. I know that they're manufactured in double CLIA certified labs. And I know that they're efficacious, whether it's because I've tested them on myself or I've researched them and the research is telling me that it's efficacious for me. I will pay more for a safe car. Like, I'm not going to just drive around in a beater with my three kids and my stepdaughter. You know, like, I love them so much. I want them to have a safe car. We got in a terrible car accident in January. I still don't have my car back because every time I get it back, I send it back to the dealership to fix something else, because I'm not going to drive around in a crappy car. Just like if I were a practitioner or I were looking to heal myself with a device like this, there is not a chance I would buy those other devices. And I know I'm going to sound a little crass here, but this is all about sharing biohacking truths and no BS. And there's a lot of BS, and I'm not going to make you say it, but I'm going to say it for you. Those other devices are $80 to $100-something thousand. They charge you for like the pulses, right, that are coming out of the shockwave devices. And so these practitioners, I went to this chiropractor before I even knew what shockwave was, $300 a session. The sessions are like minutes long. They're not hours long. You know, I'm not getting a full body massage and going into like, you know, parasympathetic. I'm literally getting like the crap beat out of me through this way too strong device. And I'm a small person and they're charging me $300, $200, $300 a session. Like 200 is the discounted rate.
Yeah. And then you can't just do one session. It's multiple sessions.
Right. And they don't give these practitioners, like maybe they come in and they set it up and they give you a couple of demos and stuff, but they don't, you have created like a wealth of information for either the layperson who wants to use it on themselves or the practitioner who's going to use it on their patients. And all of that is 15 grand. Yeah. Adam.
Not only that, but there's more. But there's more.
And you don't charge. You don't charge per pulse.
You are correct with some of these other devices. One, I'm not going to name the brand, but this one brand, which they sell the device for $80,000. The maintenance on the device is $1,800 a quarter.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So you're almost paying $8,000 in maintenance per year.
Right.
The only thing you have to maintain on it is the guiding tube, which we sell for $100. You have to replace that every 2 years.
So it's $50 a year, maybe.
Yeah. For me. Yeah. And then as long as you maintain like the components, like you have to clean it, you know, daily, don't use massage oil. Just wipe the, because the gel and stuff gets in the components and it can get like gunky and stuff. So you just have to wipe it off with, like, I tell people just use like a baby wipe and that's sufficient. The other thing is you actually get, when you purchase my device, you actually get an hour with me, with the CEO. Hmm. A company I worked 14 years, I never even met the CEO and I was their lead instructor. They were happy to send me anywhere in the world and teach a room full of practitioners, but I wasn't high enough to meet the king kind of thing. So you get an hour with me. I show you how to set up the device, how it works. I answer any questions you have. I tell people, make sure you have questions ready. You can even send them to me so that I can prepare and answer them really quickly.
Really, really try to poke holes in what you've built. I think it's important for people to advocate for their patients, especially, or for themselves. We don't do that enough. We don't ask enough questions. We are not like truth seekers in this game of longevity. How can we possibly expect to live a happier, healthier, longer life if we're just taking all of this information at, you know, face value?
Face value, correct. Like I always challenge people. I'm almost disappointed when people show up and they don't have questions. I'm like, you should.
You should.
You know? It's like you've missed an opportunity here.
Right.
To you know, ask me, you know, so-called expert on the subject, like questions. I'm happy to answer your questions. And even if I don't know the answer to your questions, I'll research it. Like I've had that before where people are like, do you know this? And I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. Actually, I'm going to, because that's good for me because it forces me to learn.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I don't know the answer to that. So I'm going to go find out. Because I might get that question in the future. Now I'll know the answer.
Right. It's good for everybody. And some people might be thinking, oh, well, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer, but you should still use your brain.
Don't let
no-brainer be.
Always question. No-brainer. Always question things. Yeah. It's naive not to.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's doing your clients, especially if you're a practitioner using this on other people, it's doing your clients a disservice. And I know you're working with one of my good friends now, Dr. Betsy,
who
is an amazing.
I just spoke to her today before you called.
She is amazing, Dr. Betsy Greenleaf, and she always wears green because that's her name. And she and I met through the Global Woman Club, which has like over, I think, 30 or 35,000 executive women at like a very high level around the world.
She didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hit her up now and be like, what the hell?
Are you telling me these things?
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about like women's sexual function, because
yes.
We did some research and $1.74 trillion are spent on men's health per year.
How much?
And only $1.74 trillion, men's health.
Wow.
Globally.
Wow.
Per year. And I think it's only like...
It's probably a tenth of that for women.
It's like... Like $65 billion for women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's like,
it was such an interesting thing to me because I thought, well, we're so much more complex.
Yes.
You know, we're like four people. If, you know, we're in our fertile time in life, going from like, you know, whatever it is, 13, 14 to 50, 55, 60, something like that. We're four people in one body. And so we are way more complex than men are. No offense to you guys, but
no, none taken. That's absolutely true. It's
yeah.
I heard an expert say I can teach men's hormones in a day because I need a week for women.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so I applaud you for making all of these modules. I know you've made them for men and for women, right?
Yes, and I forgot to mention, I didn't do the women's sexual health module. I had Dr. Greenleaf. He was a board-certified gynecologist. She wrote the modules for the women's sexual health. And I have the same thing. I have the equivalent for men's sexual health. I have a men's sexual health expert wrote the modules. So I know where the limits of my expertise are. So I seek out experts in these areas to make it the best possible product I can.
You've done an amazing job. You give so much of yourself. You inspire and bring on amazing people into the fold, like you were saying, creating this like army of experts who know how to use Wasabi Method for good for all different types of condition sets. You educate people through those modules that I badgered you for 2 years
yes.
while you were creating them. You give,
but I made them very comprehensive and high quality. You know, that's why it took me so long.
Yeah.
I was unwilling to compromise on the quality.
You're one of the hardest working people that I've ever met in my life. And I know it's always going to be a great conversation with you because we're very much on the same page on a lot of things. But I have to ask you one really difficult question. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to, but I'm sorry in advance. So a lot of people have told me lately, well, I don't want to work with them because they don't necessarily love your business partner. I know that that's a tough thing because you are business partners with the person who literally created the biohacking industry.
Yes.
He rubs a lot of people the wrong way. He's very much polarizing personality, very much like President Trump or anyone else who has caused big change in an area. So how do you overcome that type of thing? Like people just don't want to buy it because they don't want to give Dave business.
Yeah. So yeah, that's been a difficult one to navigate. But like I had a guy actually say that to me at one of the conferences. He wanted to buy a device and he was just like, I don't want to buy it because I don't want to support him. And I had to, you know, kind of pull him aside and be like, you won't deal with him at all. Like it's me you'll be dealing with. Like I run everything pretty much, you know, the face and helps us at with high executive level things. But my partner Anna and I are the ones who run everything day to day. So I just tell people, look, you'll be dealing with me, you won't be dealing with him. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that other than I try and make it about me and what I'm trying to achieve. Everyone else that's part of our group. It's not just the Dave show. It's Wasabi Method. We're really tight knit family. You know our other practitioners, Raheel, Amir. They are wonderful individuals. I'm so glad and blessed to have them on my team. I probably don't say that enough to them. The things they do for me, because I'm over here in Australia, is above and beyond. I'm truly grateful and humbled by having these wonderful gentlemen on my team. And yeah, I hope to keep them around for a long time because they make this doable. It's tough, man. Like, entrepreneurship's tough. Holy shit. Like, I've learned so much from this whole process, and I learn every day. Like, I just had someone I trust a lot and value greatly. I asked him, he's been in entrepreneurship for a long time. I asked him if he could mentor me, because I was just like, I need some help. And I think that's one thing entrepreneurs need to recognize, instead of just beating themselves up, and like, just put your hand up. Like, yeah. I know my limitations, and I'm like, there's certain things I'm not very good at. And so instead of just going, oh, I'm a bad, you know, bad with numbers, and I'm not good with, you know, this leadership stuff, I'm asking for help. And not only that, I listen to podcasts all the time. I'm reading leadership. I'm just reading, what am I listening to? Brene Brown, Dare to Lead. And like, I got a ton out of that. I was like, oh, wow. That, like, I've always thought of her as like,
how do you have time to do all of this? Maybe in the sauna, I guess.
In the sauna, or when I drive to work, I drive 10 hours a week. So I get through a lot of podcasts and a lot of books. And that's the other thing I tell people to do. I'm like, we live in an amazing age where people give away this information for free, you know, or like with the books, like I think I paid $10 or something for Brene's book. And it's like if I had to pay her one-on-one, that would be thousands and thousands. And I can just buy her book, listen to it whenever I want, and get all the information. So I don't think people are leveraging the opportunities we have nowadays for learning and knowledge. That's one thing I think people need to step up their game a lot on.
And there's a lot to be said about the filtering of information and the pushing information. So we're in the dawn of the age of Aquarius, where all the information is being jammed down our throats every second of every day. As soon as we pick up our phone, we turn on the TV, we're driving somewhere, it's on the news. There's too much information overload. And so it doesn't even give us the space to be seekers of information in areas that interest us, because we're so busy like fighting off all the other stuff that's coming at us constantly that we don't really.
Well, that, and you have to vet the information, because some of it's false and misleading by design.
And that is, you know, that is truly the one thing that I do appreciate about Dave Asprey. And I know that a lot of people love him or hate him or don't really care or don't even know who he is, honestly. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of his career in biohacking, and still now, he does so much research and so much due diligence. So he's not just going to put his brand, whether you think he is an egotistical, crazy person, you should see that as a good thing, that he wanted to put his face and his name on Wasabi Method, because he's 100%. Not just going to do that for any brand. No. He's only going to do it for the horses that he bets on, that he thinks are the ones that are deserving of winning the race.
Yeah, he wouldn't have partnered with us if he didn't think we were quality and had the right mission to do what we're doing. And yeah, we're just early days, so it's a rough learning curve, but you know, we're getting there, and the word's getting out. We have some amazing partners like Damon John from Shark Tank's an affiliate for us. If you go on my Instagram, which is wasabi_method, you'll see pictures of me hanging out with Damon, him getting treated at the biohacking conferences. We have a lot of heavy hitters that value us and get treatments. You'll see videos of me treating Dr. Mark Hyman. You'll see me treating Gary Brecka. You'll see me treating Dr. Daniel Amen. So these, you know, like, I'm name dropping a bit here, but I'm just, the reason is I'm trying to show people that these heavy hitters wouldn't bother with us if we were not legit.
Right. You might be
100%.
And to your point, being an entrepreneur is tough.
Yeah.
And you almost need to name drop in the beginning. It's one of the reasons why I do so much work with brands and media, because it's important to get your name and your brand out there without without holding back. That's why the first thing I said is brag about yourself a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Hard, it's hard for us as healers to brag, but at the end of the day, what I will say about Adam and Wasabi Method and the whole team there, you're good people. You have a great product. And there is no one that I trust more when it comes to my personal health and the health of my family than you. So if I have like a question or something, I know that even if you don't know the answer to it, you will figure out the answer. I can always come to you as a friend, as a guide. And so I hope everybody who has listened to this podcast today goes and follows Adam at Wasabi_Method and checks out the website, which is just wasabimethod.com.
Wasabimethod.com, correct.
And it's such a funny name, but it's very easy to remember. It is very catchy.
Yes. So if people want to learn more, we offer what are called discovery calls. So I do them once a week where you can join on and we'll do a Zoom, a live Zoom. So you can ask me questions directly and learn all about the technology. I also do telehealth if people are interested in working with me as a patient when we discuss things so that nobody can hack it and find out about your conditions or whatever.
That's great, especially if you're talking about sexual health.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And that's why we use the system because it's very secure. And if we're talking about personal health and stuff like that, that's sensitive information. So
you're doing a lot of stuff and I'm really grateful for all of your hard work, everything you're doing. I hope you are also biohacking yourself. You're keeping yourself healthy.
I practice what I preach. I was in the sauna and before it got hot, I had my brain tap on. So I did a little brain tap session while I was in the sauna. And then I did the sauna. I do practice what I preach.
You have to. You have to, or else, you know, you can't.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do all the things I do without it. You know, I don't know. I'm still flabbergasted when I see people that, you know, are smoking and drinking and not getting adequate sleep. I'm like, how do you function? Like, I'm doing all the right things and I still don't feel 100%, you know? And I know that's because I do too much and I'm stressed out. Like, I couldn't imagine if I smoked and drank and didn't get adequate sleep. I'd be like, oh, my God.
I know.
Life's hard enough. Life's hard enough.
Why are we making life harder? I don't know.
Yeah. But that's interesting, you know, with one last thing. I go on all these tangents. Is I've heard that alcohol consumption's actually going down.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like, I was reading Anheuser-Busch just bought like an energy drink company because I think it was with Dana White or something because people aren't drinking alcohol as much. And so their profits are going way down. So they're like, oh, well, what are people drinking? They're drinking these energy drinks and whatnot. So that's a whole nother topic there.
I actually just had an interview with a non-alcoholic beverage company and we talked all about that because it's important to do all of the things you possibly can. And if you aren't getting the relief that you need to be a discoverer and really look for the things that can help you, like potentially Wasabi Method. So Adam, thank you so much for joining me today.
Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah.
Have a great day in Australia.
I'll be in New York in September.
All right. Well, I'll see you then.
We'll have to catch up.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Bye.